With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Democratic-backed candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court has won, defeating President Donald Trump's endorsed challenger. Susan Crawford's victory Tuesday cements a liberal majority for at least 3 more years. Crawford said she's spent her whole career fighting for Wisconsin.
Standing up for our fundamental rights and freedoms, protecting Wisconsin families and communities. My promise to Wisconsin is clear. I will be a fair, impartial, and common sense justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Crawford overcame massive spending from groups funded by billionaire Elon Musk on behalf of her opponent. Crawford defeated Republican-backed Brad Schimmel in a race that broke records for spending and became a proxy fight for the nation's political battles. Billionaire megadonor George Soros and other Democrats backed Crawford. Crawford's win helps keep the court under a 4-3 liberal majority. Wisconsin's Democratic-backed state education chief Jill Underley has won re-election. Underley defeated her Republican-aligned opponent Brittany Kinzer on Tuesday. Underley will guide policies affecting K-12 schools as superintendent during President Donald Trump's second term. Underley was first elected in 2021. Wisconsin voters overwhelmingly elevated the state's photo ID requirement from state law to constitutional amendment under a proposal approved by the voters. Unofficial results show the amendment passing with almost 63% of the vote. The Republican-controlled legislature placed the measure on the ballot and pitched it as a way to bolster election security and protect the law from being overturned in court. Democratic opponents argued that photo ID requirements are often enforced unfairly, making voting more difficult for people of color, disabled people, and poor people. There were several contested races for town boards and city councils in the Northwoods. Lake DeFlambeau is expanding its town board from 3 to 5 members. 5 people were running for 4 open supervisor seats. Dennis Pearson and Bob Hansen were reelected to the town board. Raymond Wildcat and Stephanie Greenway will join them on the board. Current town board chair Matt Gulke was reelected, but only by 7 votes. Eagle River will have a new mayor after incumbent Jeff Hyslop lost to Debbie Brown by 66 votes. City of Anago Mayor Thomas Bocknecht won 51% of the vote and was reelected. Mayor Tara Turvett was reelected in Park Falls. Voters in Tomahawk and Anago had additional questions on their ballots regarding fluoride and term limits, respectively. Both passed. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Anago asked voters if city alderpersons and mayors should be limited to no more than 4 consecutive 2-year terms and then have to wait 6 years before they could be elected again. It applies retroactively to the start of 2016. It passed with 65% of voters in favor. Tomahawk stopped fluoridating their water late last year because of corrosion issues in the storage room. City Council decided to ask voters if they should resume fluoridation. The mineral is often added to public water supplies to prevent tooth decay. The advisory referendum passed with 53% of voters wanting the city to fluoridate the water again. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
5 school districts in the Northwoods had referendums on the ballot. The school district of Rhinelander went to referendum 2 years earlier than planned because of an unexpected rise in operating costs. It passed with about 53% of voters approving it. The school districts of Prentice and Elko also passed their operational referendums. In the school district of Crandon, a referendum failed with 54% opposed. Between this election and the one in February, more than 60 school districts had operational referendums to help cover costs of running their districts. Three Lakes School District had 2 capital referendum questions on the ballot. One was for nearly $19 million to cover the cost of major maintenance projects and security upgrades. The other was for stadium accessibility upgrades costing about $2.7 million. Both had about 62% of voters approving them. The city of Rhinelander saw strong voter turnout Tuesday. During the last state Supreme Court election in 2023, roughly 1,700 voters cast ballots in Rhinelander. 2,347 people voted in Rhinelander this election. That's still far below turnout for November's presidential election, when the city saw 90% voter turnout as 3,900 voters cast ballots. Austin Zarda is the city clerk.
Turnout has exceeded wildest expectations. I feel like I say that with every election in the city of Rhinelander, but that's a great thing to have, that people are really paying attention and want to be civically involved.
Rhinelander was one of several polling sites in the Northwoods that had to switch locations because of storm damage and power outages. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has declared a state of emergency for northern Wisconsin due to the damage caused by Sunday's ice storm. The declaration helps ensure state agencies, local partners, utilities, and emergency management officials can continue working together and respond quickly to damage and effects caused by recent severe weather, as well as any anticipated severe weather. Evers said in a release announcing the declaration that no formal request had come through, although Forest County declared an emergency earlier Tuesday. You can read the executive order on our website. As of 8:30 last night, Wisconsin Public Service had restored power to more than 140,000 customers, but as of this morning, around 10,000 customers remained without electricity. The restoration effort is expected to be one of the largest in WPS history. Forest County Emergency Management says County Board Chair Ron Scalarud did declare a state of emergency for the county. Debris on the roads has made travel a challenge, and there are still thousands of people without power. The declaration was made to ensure the safety of residents and expedite emergency response and recovery efforts. Due to the state of emergency declaration and weather expected today, the school district of Crandon canceled classes today. The district says many staff and families still don't have power. Other districts in the county made the same decision. Leona and Wabino schools are also closed today. It's been 2 weeks since anyone has seen Melissa Besson. The Lacta Flambeau woman was last seen March 17th and was reported missing by her family 6 days later. Besson was last seen near Indian Village Road and Shawamigan Forest Trail in Lacta Flambeau. She was wearing red sweatpants, a black sleeveless shirt, and a gray sweatshirt. Besson is a Native American female, 5'7" tall, with a medium build, brown hair, and brown eyes. She has numerous tattoos, including on her neck, arms, and legs. The Lacta Flambeau Police Department has been conducting foot searches, sending up drones, and called in Newbold Search and Rescue to search with their specially trained dogs. They've also deployed underwater drones to search under the ice. Officers have been following up on tips. Anyone with information is asked to call the Lacta Flambeau Police Department or Vilas County Sheriff's Office. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.